So I've heard this now going on 40 times in the last 3 days, and I laugh every single time. And I told you guys when we were on the air afterwards doing the post-game show that there was an all-time ticket moment, that there was a moment that will forever be remembered. And it was George calling Jeremy Moran his 21st shot, and then all hell broke loose. I'm assuming you have it back there.
Oh, we do, but we sent it all to you. So you
I'm sorry. I was hoping you got. I'm sorry.
No, we got it.
I've got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Stand by. In 3, 2.
Chair for a 21 on the par 5 fifth hole here at Prairie Lakes. On the way in short. Short.
Hey, breaking news on number 5. Mike Reiner teeing off on the difficult par 5. The same hole that I believe Jeremy just made a 22 on. Sounds like a 23.
What happened? Jeremy just left the chart for 30 inches away. I've never seen that in my life.
Oh my God!
Is that a 23, Jer? He left it short from 3 inches away.
I don't think George is doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jer.
I'm
laughing at Jared Smith, but that is the funniest thing I've ever witnessed.
Oh my God.
Have you not heard that?
Yeah, I heard it on the way in today.
No, you.
Yeah, I heard it all the way in too, but what did he do?
Okay, Jeremy there. Had a
Jeremy
three
missed
inch
a 3-inch putt.
Short.
Short. He left a Mike, this far putt, he left it short. And it absolutely floored him. Literally, it floored
him.
He
was on the ground.
I mean, he actually hit the ball and left it short from 3 inches?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And George, like, fell over, out of his chair, onto the ground, and was crying.
I'm glad Jeremy played in that thing.
God, I've never heard anybody laugh like this.
No.
What happened?
I'm 100 yards away from him, and I'm laughing so hard with him laughing and trying to describe what happened. And when he finally gets it out that Jeremy left a 3-inch putt short, I mean, I hit the floor laughing. Because it just... You
can't do it.
No,
hard to do,
it's
man.
Impossible to do.
That is hard to do.
All right, so let's throw that up against some of the best laughs that we've had. And a lot of these are from outsiders. And, guys, if you have these back there, I would really like...
Yeah, I got them all.
Okay, all right. So this happened with Big Al. Now, Big Al works over on Kiss FM, and he owns the mat. And Big Al was on, and we were trying to play the bit with Norm and Jerry Kramer and Norm farting on the air. And Big Al was not aware of it. And here is Big Al listening to that for the first time.
Al, there was a microphone aimed at his butt.
Feet.
We're lying, we're dying, Holmes.
No, dude, okay, no, wait. Stop laughing. Now listen. Just listen to the actual moment. Hang on. We're laughing.
There's no way. You're all lying to me.
No, there's no way.
Hang on. Stop laughing. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Stop laughing. All right. So here is the actual moment itself.
All right.
Feet.
Swear to God.
Feet.
Feet.
Oh my God.
Wow. Man.
God, I was lying to me.
There's no way. There's no way.
Feet.
God. He just couldn't quit.
Come on, Al. Like, you've never rattled off one audibly on the air.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, there's no way. I sit next to Kelly Raspberry. There's no way.
That
dude, that's
was
good.
Awesome.
That's damn near George-esque.
It is. You know what? We forgot to pull Doyle King's laugh whenever we were playing the barb stuff to him.
Well, maybe we can find that.
Yeah, because that one is that one's magical too.
That's a classic.
Yeah it is. Let's see here. This was the original pterodactyl moment. Mm-hmm. Whenever Mike had, this is about 10 years ago.
At least.
When Mike was trying to, he was getting ready to introduce someone, and the guy didn't want his name out there on the air, and Mike got real confused.
All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous? Here, take
grab
the mic.
You gotta grab the mic.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right, well,
all right, well first of all, you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm Smokey. Come on now, I'm Smokey.
That's the original pterodactyl, man.
Yep.
Oh, that's so great. We have Chansey, our buddy from Fort Worth, that we met at a TCU game.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the wireless mic out there in the parking lot. And she turned out to have the most unique, crazy laugh that we had ever heard.
Okay. She's reacting to fart drops.
She sounds like a sea otter.
Oh my God.
That is the funniest thing. That's the funniest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
Don't back away from the mic. Can you hear her off mic?
Yes.
God.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow.
That too much fun, Justin.
My God,
enough.
Justin, stop. We're adults.
Jeez.
Here.
Oh, my God.
Benny, tell him to stop.
I'm telling him. It's Kevin Scott.
Kevin. God.
We have children out here, okay?
Kevin Scott.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway.
All right. That
Kevin
was like,
plays
I think
the nuclear bomb
yeah.
part.
Her laughing fit, like that. Oh, Big man. Al and George are, as far as just pure
just
laughing
fit.
Fits go. Yeah, that's it's impossible to top that. Did you find the Doyle King and Barb one?
Let's see. I've got a few of his laughs. I'm not sure. It's,
yeah, don't worry about it.
And then yeah.
Got this.
Yeah, that's yeah. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. And then we have. One of our boxers that turned out not to be able to fight, we thought she was, named Christiana, who...
Oh, she was great.
She floored us with...
Now,
yeah.
Now, listen, when you hear this laugh, it doesn't get the reaction that it does when you play it isolated. It kind of just gets glossed over in conversation. Usually when we have a crazy girl laugh, we all get quiet and stop down and react.
Yeah.
Listen to how this insane laugh got pretty much just ignored.
Dad, did you play sports and stuff growing up?
Tennis and ran track.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you any good?
Yes.
You were?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I believe you. I'm not going to doubt you.
Were you popular in high school and stuff?
Yeah.
Did you go to Ryder?
Dude, she had a kid when she was 18. She was really popular.
Where's this guy at? Because I think I want to go kick his ass just for practice for fight night.
God. So
now we liked that so much that we isolated it and then started playing it backwards.
Yeah, it's crazy backwards even.
We also have the...
Now we liked that so much that we would play them simultaneously.
Yeah. We also have the... Here's Laura Bush. Boy, she looks great. Oh, hi! we have the Musers laugh at Jane and Mike when Jane McGarry finally, she retired. And then they had this I love you moment on the air. And I think this is, even though it's a little forced, they knew it was coming. It's still one of the great moments that we've ever had.
I speak for all of us here on the night side, Mike. For me, you've been a great friend. It has been a privilege to work with you. You are truly a great newsman with enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you.
Saving lives, you just do news.
And you're not leaving. You're going to see Jane today and tomorrow and Wednesday.
And you're not leaving. Now, okay, if you take Gordon out of it, George and Craig's responses are real. You can hear George laughing like he did at Jeremy's golf shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, all Gordon's doing is adding chaos.
Thank you so much.
I love
Man,
that.
I still love that.
I do too. God. I think that is so incredible. And
that's enough.
Yeah, there are Good more. Lord. But once again, for the 1 millionth time, the great George Dunham. And
a second. And we're having issues.
And
whatever happened to things that worked? Remember?
I've never seen that in my life.
It's almost like he's crying.
Taco period.
You know what I love, though, is that he is in the throes of the biggest laughing attack he's ever had. But he snaps out of it near, or you know, about three quarters of the way through, and he goes, "Jared, was that a 23?" Like he still wanted to get the accurate score. Jared, has any golf announcer ever asked a golfer, whatever their name is, was that a 23?
No.
No, I don't think so. I was right there with him, though. I think I had a 17 on that par 5.
That was a son of a bitch of a hole for you guys. There's no doubt about it. That was a tough one.
Killed me.
All right. There you go. There's our fun and what a great day we had on Friday.
Yeah.